I'm Billy Henry. Keep us in mind for great holiday gift ideas. You can give subscriptions to our magazine, our same-day podcast, or both. You can even sponsor our program for a day in the name of a friend or loved one. Details at Stardate.org. Happy Holidays! Stardate December 14th. Tycho Brahe was having a hard time deciding what to do with his life. He'd studied astronomy, but he was also interested in alchemy, changing one element into another, as well as other fields. It took an exploding star to make up his mind. As he walked out of his laboratory one night in 1572, Tycho saw a brilliant new star in the sky, brighter than the planet Venus. He watched it for months. His work showed that the star was far from Earth, and that demonstrated that the heavens could change, an idea that went against the science of the day. That made him famous and convinced him to concentrate on astronomy. Tycho was born 475 years ago today in Denmark. After his writings about the new star, known today as Tycho's supernova, he became royal astronomer to the King of Sweden. He built big observatories on an island. The telescope hadn't been invented yet, so he used instruments that helped him plot the stars with his eyes alone. And he was good at it, perhaps the best naked-eye observer in history. In addition to his work with stars, for example, Tycho showed that comets are far beyond Earth, not odd phenomena in the atmosphere, as most scientists thought. Tycho's observatory also was a center of learning, with dozens of students studying science and other fields. It remained busy until Tycho had a falling out with the new king. Yet his legacy was secure, as one of the great astronomers in history. More tomorrow. You can find out about McDonald Observatory visitor programs at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.